Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the, it's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, something like that. Welcome to December. Now, see, now Christmas season or holiday season or whatever you want to call it can now officially start because it's December. So those who are putting up your trees, good time to start, right? You know, they dry out. Some people wait to a week or two before Christmas. I don't know. What do you celebrate? You celebrate Hanukkah? Do you celebrate Christmas? Do you celebrate winter solstice? What's your celebration? You know, let's honor people of different faiths and different backgrounds and different belief systems. You know, we're all one in spirit, aren't we? Okay, so what are we doing today? We're going to talk about abundance, messages, personal messages on abundance. That's what Spirit wanted to talk to you about abundance in your life, how to get more abundance in your life. And then we'll define abundance. And I'll tell you, well, I'm going to start by telling you a little bit more about what I'm doing, difference. And if you've listened to the show before, you know, I've kind of talked about, you know, like normal psychic stuff, like, you know, past lives and future readings and so forth and so on, which is kind of cool to do. I've been doing that for a long time. But I started as a channel. Okay. And let me define what I mean by channel. Channel means, for me, there's different definitions of what a channel does. Channel is basically letting spirit entities, spirit teachers come in and speak through you or to you. Now, there's different ways of doing it. Esther Hicks, you know, the Abraham material, does it a certain way where she receives blocks of thought from Abraham, which is a group of non-physical entities, high vibrational entities, and she receives blocks of thought and she translates them in her conscious, subconscious level, I believe, well, could be conscious level, into words. Cool. Yeah, that's cool. That's one way. She goes into a light trance. She keeps her eyes open. She does it. I do a teacher many, many years ago. It was called a full trance channel. She would, spirit would come into her, spirit guides. Johar, I think, was her spirit guide's name. And he would come in, or it, or whatever you call it, and kind of take over her body and speak through her. And she kind of went away. Her consciousness went away. It's like she went into a sleep, you know, a trance. And that's another way of doing it. Now, I've kind of defined how I do it. It's like go into light trance. Spirit comes in, my spirit guides. They go by the name of Adonis. It's a group of spiritual teachers and masters. They don't possess. They just come in and they take over my vocal cords. And as I understand what they do, and I've always been a little unclear about exactly how they do that, since spirit does not speak our languages, doesn't speak English or German or French or Russian or anything, they use our vocabulary, whoever is channeling. And they take the thoughts and they kind of pluck out of us, me, the words. So if I don't have the concept of the words, it's hard for them to give it to you. So sometimes people ask me a question and I don't have the vocabulary for it. It might be too technical for something I haven't learned. So I love to read, and that's probably one of the reasons I'd like to read and learn as much as I can. Spirit has a database for me to use. So don't be surprised sometimes if I'm channeling for you. They kind of go, well, George doesn't quite have that one. Let's see if we can kind of explain it in different ways. Okay. So I got a caller. I'll be with you. So that's what I do. So if you have a question, now Spirit and my Spirit guides, sometimes they get into directions with you on your questions. Not so much what you think you need, but what you want. No, the other way around, I'm sorry. Not what you think you want, but what you need. And that's what we'll talk about. We're going to talk about abundance. I'll take a call. You've been on hold for a minute or a couple of minutes. And give me a couple more minutes and we'll talk a little bit more about abundance. Because let me define abundance for you from a article. What is abundance? Success Consciousness is the website. successconsciousness.com/what is abundance. Okay, so it's on success skills. It's a section if you want to look up the website. So it's successconsciousness.com. I'll give you that. Ramiz Sassoon is the person. Ramiz, R-E-M-E-Z-S-A-S-S-O-N. So what is abundance? And I'm reading through this, and I'll go through it quickly. I won't read the whole thing. Basically, what they're trying to tell you, okay, let me go down to the bottom section here. What is abundance and how does it manifest? Abundance, there is abundance in love. There is abundance of opportunities. There is abundance of fun. There is abundance of food. It is possible to have an abundance of good deeds. It is possible to possess abundance of energy. There is abundance of trees, grass, or water. Notice they didn't mention money here. Okay, let's keep going. Okay. They didn't put money on the number one thing on the list. So abundance of money, you know, they didn't put that on the list, which I think is really fascinating because some will say immediately it's all about money. It's an abundance of money and financial gain, right? Let me keep going. You can create an abundance of time. You can also have abundance of spirituality in your life. There is an abundance of everything on this planet. You may not have access to this abundance because you alienate yourself from it and prevent it from manifesting in your life. Now, that's a big point. We'll get into article about how to manifest. The articles I have more about money, but you can manifest any of those things, more of all of that. So you could put money into that. They didn't mention success, but that's another one. Abundance of success, successful living, right? As one of my clients could describe, or a listener could describe, it's sort of fullness and richness of life. So I'd love to talk about abundance because at some level, that's what we're seeking, is abundance in something in our life. And that's what Spirit likes to talk about, is how do you get that? And do you deserve, of course you deserve it, absolutely, 100% deserve it, don't you? You deserve abundance. We all deserve abundance. But it's how do you get it? What do you have to do? So I have a caller. So you understand the program and the process of channeling and what I do. So hopefully you will bear with me in the call and we'll get into that and see what Spirit has to say to you for your individual needs. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was actually just listening, but the topic
okay.
is very interesting because I have an
okay.
abundance of love. Hello?
You do?
I have an abundance of ideas.
That's good. That's very. Your first name, please.
My first name is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline? Yeah, ideas is a great one because with ideas you create stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you create new lives and new everything. With ideas, you can get all the rest of the abundant stuff that comes after that. Money and prosperity and friends and stuff. Everything. So I'll let you listen. We'll get into some other ideas about abundance and how to attract it. And then towards the end, maybe I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about all of us, everybody who's listening about abundance. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've done a class on abundance on learnitlive.com, if you're familiar with learnitlive.com. And if you want to go there, actually, I did a class on that if you're interested in looking me up on learnitlive.com. Based on my name of George Gamond, there's a class on abundance, and I talked about that. And I'm using some of the material from the class for this. I'm going to do more because abundance is really an important thing. So we talked about this is a really great website. It's called mindbodygreen.com. And there's an article from here on Jennifer Cass on 8 tools to create abundance in your life. And I thought, this is a good one. How to create more abundance in your life. And then later in the show, you know, I want to take your calls. And also, let me think while I'm thinking, kind of thoughts here. If you're in the chat room, if you want to be in the chat room, what's abundance to you? We had ideas. That's a cool one. Now, rich fullness of life is an abundance. Yeah, okay, so what is abundance to you? And it could be as simple as money. I mean, that's good. Money's not a bad thing, really. Having money is kind of helps you to do a lot of things in your life. You can be very generous with your money. You can help a lot of people with money. So, you know, money in itself is not an evil thing. It's actually going to be a great deal of benefit to society and yourself. So what do you want to be abundant? I have people in the chat room. What would you like to be abundant with in your life? More of? I'm sure you are abundant in some things. What would you like to be more abundant with, have more of? And then we'll let my spirit guides, Adonis, talk to you. Adonis is a group. It's not an individual spirit. It's a group of teachers and masters. Many of them have lived here upon the earth. Some of them haven't. Some of them are an angelic form, I guess you would say. But we'll let them talk to you. They don't like to use their earthly names because that just kind of muckies up the work a little bit. You know, then you start identifying with personalities, and we don't want to do that. We want to stay with the message. The message is more important than the personality, right? So we did that one. So we're going to do this article. And I said who the author is. So 8 ways to create more abundance. So we defined abundance. It could be a lot of different things. They talk a lot about money, but you could plug in whatever you want to plug in there. Hold space for meditation each day. Our energy will affect our external experience and what we magnetize to us. I love that word, magnetize to us. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Meditation helps us to move from mind to our heart, where our pure power source is. Sit for at least 5 minutes daily and cultivate the feeling of love. The energy of love is the energy of abundance. I love that one. Now, let me talk a little bit more about that, because something that I do, a practice that I do, and I've read other people do very similar thing, and magnetize that energy from the universe, from source, from God, to bring what you want. But what you're doing is you're being in that state of setting intention. Setting intention, which you're trying to magnify or bring into the abundance of how you identify it. So you set an intention. My intention today is to be abundant in love, right? My intention today is to be, or for the week or for the month or the year, but, you know, keep it kind of narrowed down a little bit. My intention today is to be abundant in good relationships. Ooh, I like that one. Abundant in feel-good people. I like that one too, right? You want to be around happy, feel-good people. So you want to be abundant in having feel-good people. So that setting your intention, that 5 minutes, feeling that love energy at the heart level, because the heart is in itself has that magnetic power to send out and attract love. We call it the heart chakra too. The heart chakra attracts from the universe that love energy for us. Okay, so next one, number 2. I'll check back and see if anybody wants to talk or if you have some thoughts about abundance. I will check back and forth. I have to, I'm on a different page here. Can't see what's going on. I guess I could open up another window, but I'm not going to do that. That just gets confusing. Identify your fears. Fear blocks us from what we want. Wow, that's so true, isn't it? It may look like many unconscious thoughts and beliefs that we've been conditioned to believe. Common fears and beliefs about money and abundance are what is bad, and that it's bad or evil or corrupt. That's what's hard to get, and that it's hard to get, that we have to sacrifice ourselves for it. And we can't get paid for doing what we love. These beliefs repel abundance, the money abundance. But you could also be fearful of people, or, you know, I'm not worthy of having good friends. I'm not worthy of being in a relationship. I'm not worthy of having love. Love is hard to get. Good relationships are hard to find. That's a fear. All those fears and all those negativity about where we want to be abundant in our life can keep, well, you know, the prior point was about magnetism. So what the fears do is demagnetize us from getting what we want. they hold us in check. They hold us in place with where we're at, but not allowing us to come in. So here's their tip. Attention flow is where attention goes. Train your mind to move from fear to peace by practicing awareness of your thoughts. That's a form of mindfulness. And I've talked a lot about mindfulness. Mindfulness is being in the moment, just being in the moment and appreciating everything. Appreciation or gratitude is really the opposite of fears. Love, appreciation, gratitude. When we get into that state of appreciation, appreciating what we want, appreciating what we have, then we open up that channel, we pop open that magnet that we want to use to attract from the universe. Okay, so they probably talk about this. And I read all these points, but sometimes I go, oh, yeah, I space out, right? Okay, so I have callers. But, I come back and there's callers. 201 you've been holding, so I have some other one, a 253 and a 631. So I'll take those calls, and if you're in the chat room, again, what is abundant to you? I mean, what are you trying to attract in your life as abundance? You know, it could be very simple. I want $1 million. I want a new love. I want to be abundant in love. What is it? What do you want to be? And it's okay to have more than one, isn't it? A bunch of stuff, a bunch of things. Isn't it good to be just have a rich, full life, abundant with all the good stuff? How about just abundance in knowing who you are? I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense at all. So 253 has been holding first, and then 631, and then we'll go back to the article with that. Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm well. Who is this?
Holly. Seattle.
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice at first. You kind of cut out a little bit, but I know who you are.
Yeah.
Ah, what's going on?
Just a message from a spirit friend or family.
Okay, well, I'm going to do this because I've been channeling lately. So I'm going to go away, go into the background and let my spirit guides. And maybe they have a message for you from somebody else because they're all.
A request.
Yes.
Please tell them not to tell me to love myself. Not already. I hear it every day. Okay, go ahead.
Do you love yourself?
Yes, that's why I don't want to hear that.
Okay, you don't want to hear that.
I'm tired of everybody saying love yourself, love yourself.
Okay, Holly, I got your point. I think they heard you. Are they going? Okay, we got you, Holly. Yeah. Okay, whatever. You know, we won't go there. Okay, let me go away there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go to the background and let them come in. Holly, are you listening?
Of course.
Are you paying attention?
Yes, sir.
Love yourself. No, we're teasing.
You're gonna get it.
We're teasing you. We know that that's something that's an automatic. You wake up loving yourself every day, right? You wake up feeling who you are and knowing who you are, correct?
Correct.
So the message, if we could give you a specific message for Holly that creates more abundance in your life, how would you like that? I'm not just financial, but all kinds of abundance. Would you like more of that? Use that love. Use that love, and use that love, as George was reading about magnetizing. Magnetize that love, like sending it out, like it's a magnet, like you're sending out this magnetic field into the universe, right? And to other people, to everyone around you, to attract really good things to you, people, situations, whatever you want. So take that love and use it like a magnet, like you're sending it out from your heart every day. Think, today my intention is to send out that magnetic love to bring people that are smiling to me today. How's that? You like that? Don't you like to be around smiling people, happy people?
Yes. Oh, my.
So use your love because you have it. You got it. You say you have it. And it's really strong within you. You have this really deep appreciation for love and loving feelings. So use it as a magnet. Send it out. Okay, today I'm going to magnetize my love. And I'm going to bring gifts to me. Somebody's going to give me a gift today. It could be little. It could be a cup of coffee. It could be a cup of coffee,
yeah.
Right? It could be help me with something that I need help with? Little things. So your message is really very simple. Just magnetize your love and send it out. And then just set an intention. Today I'm going to magnetize that, and I'm going to attract people that really like me. You know, in a very positive, spiritual or otherwise. Okay?
Okay.
And we have another one for you. This is a good one. We like this one a lot. You ready for this one? You set?
I'm ready.
You gotta write this down. You can write it down if you want.
Okay.
I am going to magnetize this love and send it out to receive messages for me in the form of music or poetry or something very creative. So that the universe will spur me to... Yeah, so pick music then. So that when you go through the day, everything you listen to in music is going to inspire you and bring you something. Do that one.
Okay.
I think you'll enjoy that. We think you would enjoy that one.
Yes.
So go for it. So we know you love yourself, but use it. Use it as a tool.
Okay.
To create more in your life. Okay? Because you're a very creative person. You are very creative, right?
Yes.
So you can magnetize your love to bring people who appreciate your creativity, to praise you for it or appreciate it, however they appreciate it.
Yeah.
Got it? Do that.
Got it.
We're going to leave you. Let you go back to George for a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. That was fun.
That's very nice. Yeah.
What I'm channeling, and the funny thing about it, don't ask me later because I'll never remember what they said to you, because that just kind of – see, when I try to think about what they just said to you, I get this brain freeze thing, and they go, no, you're not gonna remember this stuff, so don't try. Thanks a lot, guys. So that's the way I know I'm channeling, because it's not me. That's the way I know it's not me, because it's something I'm not supposed to know about. Okay, so – I'm going to let you go. I got other callers. They've been holding for a while. But so go magnetize your love today. Go use it. Go use your love. It's a positive. It becomes an action word for you.
Okay.
Actually, it's an action word for everybody. They could use
everyone,
their love and
magnetize
it. And you know, the more love you're sending out there, it's going to make this a different world. You know, we got a lot of anger and hate and people fear out there. We're all sending out a little bit more love and magnetizing, and we're going to bring more good into this world. More fun, more joy, right?
Yeah.
Go do it.
Right.
Thank
All
you
right.
for calling. Okay.
Bye.
That was fun. Now they're going to let me remember the thing about magnetizing love. I think they're going to let me stay with that one. They let me stay with certain thoughts because then I can use them too, because it helps me, like the idea of magnetizing my love. So that would be anybody who's listening today. Feel that love in your heart chakra area, heart center. Feel that. Bring that love energy up. You can bring it up by appreciation and gratitude of things in your life, things that you really love. Bring up that energy and just magnetize it. Send it out to attract other things that you love or you want. Or just send it out to people who need it. You know, there are people around you that are kind of sad and kind of down and kind of, life is tough. I don't know what to do next. Send out that love to them. You know, they feel in love, they're feeling good, and then it helps them to attract what they want. So let me take a couple calls. I got a 631 and a 646 number. Let's do the 631 number first, because you've been holding the longest. I got to remember these numbers. If I ever forget numbers, I'm in trouble. Hello? Hello? You went away. I'm going to put you back on hold, 631, and I will give the rest of the number. And I'm going to put you back on hold, and if you want to come back, I will go on to the next caller and come back to you. I'd like to talk to you, whoever you may be. So, folks, let me move on. Okay, back on hold. I don't want to lose you completely. So, 646 number. Hello?
Hi, George. Hey,
hello.
Is there a message for me? George, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me? Oh, good, good. Is there a message for me?
Okay, let my spirit guides talk to you for a minute. I go away, you know.
I'm not
just trying to hear stuff. I'm trying to let them talk. And whatever they say, I don't know what they're going to tell you. They could tell you to go make $1 million on your own. I don't know what they'll say.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah. Well, hello. How is your bright spirit today? You have a very bright spirit. Know that? You have a very caring spirit. You have very caring energy about you. You understand that? You mm-hmm. send it out. Sometimes you feel really drained by caring, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels... But you're in a good place right now. And we have a silly message. Not silly. We use the word silly. That's probably not the wrong word we're pulling out of George. We have a message that may seem very frivolous, but it's not. It's about your hands. It's about your hands. Your hands are doing good. You're using your hands to do good in the world. However you use your hands, do good in the world. Because you have the capacity and to use your hands. And now George is fighting us on this one. He's going, well, I don't know about that one. But we're saying that you using your hands and however you use it, could be writing, it could be creating, it could be however you use it, your hands, because your hands are the way you channel the universe to assist others. We're being really specific here with your hands and not necessarily your voice. I know you're thinking, well, I use my voice all the time to help people. But no, your hands. And it's in a creative process of using your hands. And, dear, listen to us really carefully about this because this is really important for you, specifically about your hands. When you hold someone else's hand, when you shake your hand or hold somebody or give somebody your hand and to hold them or hug them, You're passing on blessings. Think of it that way. Think about you're passing on blessings because you have the capacity, and with your connection to the universe, to God source, you have the capacity of consciously passing on blessings to other people with your hands. Have you done healing work?
A little bit, yeah.
You could do more of it. Not necessarily just for money. We don't mean, you know, prosperity.
No, but it's about
using your hands to bless people and heal people. And you're going to feel really good. And the energy coming through you when you ask for energy to help other people by using your hands, it's going to just intensify your own energy field and intensify your love. Just try it. Go around holding people's hands or just shaking people's hand and offer a blessing when you shake their hand.
Okay.
And let that energy flow through you. And what that does for you in your own process of what you want for life and what you want to be more abundant in, okay? You're opening up that channel for more abundance in your own life because you're really then in the flow of all this. You're allowing source to flow through you, spirit to flow through you, which opens up you to want what you want also. So by giving in that way of just blessings through your hands, even what you create, whatever you make, whatever you do, you're opening up that channel to receive everything you want. And it gets rid of your fear because you're suddenly no longer in your own fearful state. You're in the fear of blessing. You're in the state of blessing other people. Got that?
Yeah, I do.
You're going to feel so connected. You're going to feel so connected to higher energies that you're going to be just more joyful. You're going to be dancing more. Okay? Got it?
Yes.
We're going to leave you with that thought, but just go bless people. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, I'm back. So did you like that message?
I loved it.
I'm going to lose it really quick, but yeah. So I think they
I wrote it.
Magnetize your love. Yeah, through whatever they said. Whatever they said, I don't know. That sounds odd for me not to remember even a minute later, but I don't. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, thank you, George.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Me too. Bye.
That was fun. That was good. See, I don't know what they're going to talk about. I have no idea. When they said hands, I had a little, like, you call a knee-jerk hands. See, like that, my consciousness kind of tried to interfere with spirit going, hands? What are they talking about, hands? But then they got into the message, then I could really feel what they're talking about. Yeah, wow, blessing. And that's good for everybody. When you shake somebody's hand or give somebody a hug, bless them. Isn't that a beautiful idea? There, let me think about that one for a while. Bless somebody. Pass on love to them through your energy field. Okay, 631, now I'm going to come back to you, and then we'll talk more about abundance and that article I was talking about. And this is fun. Okay, let's see if you're there. If not, maybe another day. Hello? You completely went away. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the article about abundance and see if there's some points that you can use in your life. 631, if you're in the chat room, your area code 631, just tell me I'm ready. I want to talk. So let me know, because I'm just going to cover a point from the article and let it go from there. Thank you. Thank you for calling in today, everyone. Thank you for letting me do this. Now, thank you for letting me channel. I appreciate it. Allowing me to do it. Because I feel good when I do it. I get all energized. Whoosh, I get buzzing along, you know. Does it drain me? Not at all. It goes the opposite effect. I get all pumped up, you know, like really. So let me get back to that article about abundance. Oops, wrong one. Okay, so it was 8 tools for abundance. Identify your fears. We talked about that, right? I think we did. Know that your net worth equals your net worth. Your self-worth. I mean, sorry. Know that your net worth equals your self-worth. The world tells us that we're unworthy in so many different ways. When we believe we don't deserve what we desire, we block it. If we feel guilty for what we do have, we won't be able to retain it or receive more of what we want. These negative self-perceptions block the natural flow. You know, isn't the world the advertising and TV and movies? You know, you see these glamorous people with this stuff, and we go around thinking, well, maybe I'm not worth that. I'm not worthy to have that. I can't have that beautiful whatever. You know, that's a bunch of garbage. Don't let your self-worth be beaten down by what the world says that, you know, oh, you're not worthy of this. Right? So the tip from them is recognize thoughts that feed a lack of self-worth and have the willingness to see things differently. You know, sometimes that's why people watch tragedy or watch other people or watch something negative, watch things about people that aren't successful or, you know, because, well, they feel better. Oh, look at them. You know, look at them. But we don't go there either. That's kind of negative. We don't drag ourselves down to negativity. People that are negative or negative situations just to make ourselves feel better, right? The bumbling fools in movies and TV shows. Well, I don't have to go there. I don't have to go there. Think about yourself. What do you appreciate about yourself? Think about the things that you appreciate about yourself. The beauty, your talents, your gifts, so forth and so on. Okay, I have a caller. I got a few more minutes left. We'll do some more points. That article about abundance and how to create abundance in your life, and however you define abundance. You guys are not, you know, I asked you a couple times. I'll ask you again one more time to be nice. What do you assume is abundance in your life? If in your chat room, just tell me one word. What is abundance to you? Is it money? It's okay. Money's good. Is it love? Abundant in love. Ooh, that's a good one. How about whatever it is? Pick one. Just off the top of your head, oh, first thing that comes in, what does abundance mean to you? And give me one word. I like to get everybody involved a little bit in the show. So let me take a call. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So what's abundance mean to you?
Abundance means love, peace, joy and prosperity to me.
Okay. So are you full of love, peace, joy and prosperity at the moment?
I'm trying to be closer to it.
Good. Just pull it in. Like magnetize it. So you get more of it. So yeah. Do you have a question today or something that you wanted Spirit to talk to you about?
Can I get a message from Spirit, please? Anything which Spirit wants me to know the most at this point?
Okay, I'm going to step back and let them come in, okay, and see if they have something to say to you. Well, our friend, we really appreciate your diligence in life. You're on your path. You're very diligent about getting what you want in life. You don't step back. You are always moving forward, correct? Aren't we correct in that assumption or that analysis of your life that you're diligent about getting what you want? You don't step back. You're moving forward. Now, you may not be moving forward as quickly as you like in some areas, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all in due time. You'll get whatever you deserve and what you want in due time. You just need to relax into it. But you're diligent. You're always stepping forward. You're always moving forward. You're always wanting, and wanting is a good thing. Are we correct? You wanting? It's okay to want. You know that.
Yes, I am.
It's not a feeling of negativity. It's not a feeling of, oh, I'm wanting, oh. No, it's a feeling of, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't my life feel a little better if I had this? Or wouldn't my life be a little better if I had this? Wouldn't it make my life a little easier? Wouldn't I be more joyful if I had this in my life? And it could be the very simple things, right? So you have it. You're there. You're getting it. It's okay. Don't get worried about the future. The future's going to unfold. The universe is providing for you. You know that. You get what you want, right? It may not come as quickly as you like sometimes because you can be impatient, right?
Yes.
But impatience is not a bad thing. Impatience is just telling the universe or God or Source that, oh, you know, I want this now. I deserve this. It's good. I want this now. I don't want it 3 months from now. I want it now. I want to enjoy it now. I want to appreciate it now, right? You could be a little more demanding of the universe, saying, hey, I want it now. I really want to appreciate it now. Tomorrow's tomorrow. What about now? It's okay. You can expect it now. It may not happen now, but you can expect it now. You can go around feeling good about your life. Hey, this is going to happen to me. I know it's going to happen to me. I know whatever it is going to happen to me. I love it. It feels good. And I want to feel good constantly, right? Don't you want to feel good all the time? You don't? You don't want to feel good? You do. Absolutely. So you will. So expect it. Ask it. Demand it. I want it now. It may take a little time, but you'll get it. Thank you for listening. Bye. Oh, he went away. Okay, well, yes. That's okay. If the message doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. But that was cool. That was a good message for everybody. I love these messages that are kind of universal in a way, directly at somebody, but also kind of universal in a lot of ways, right? Oh, he's back. I must have lost the call. Hopefully he was listening to that last part. I'm not going to go under again, so. Hello?
Yeah.
You're back.
Yes, Jed. Sorry, I dropped off because of my internet connection. I'll listen to the archives again. You can go back to your archives.
Yeah, they had a really nice message for you, so I'm not going to try to go back under now. But, yeah, it's just I don't remember what they said. They're not letting me remember, so you can listen to it, okay? They're not going to let me remember it. So just listen to it later, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Did you hear my question about my son?
Yeah, okay. I was asking about my...
Listen to the message because I think it'll answer your question, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I missed this. I guess Spirit was in the middle of giving him a discussion about whatever they were talking about. See, that's that thing. Okay, number four, creating abundance or getting more abundance in your life. And I love this one. And we could all do more of this. I know I could do more of this. I'm not guilty of it. Maybe this is what I'm doing. This is maybe my way of doing it. But focus on service. Focus on giving rather than getting. The more generous you are and the more you value the more value you add to the world. The more generous you are, and the more value you add to the world, the more you will be compensated. The energy of giving and generosity is a powerful agent in creating a flow of abundance in our lives through the ways that feel effortless because they come from our heart. Isn't that amazing? You give because you love to do it. You give because you share something. It's not just about money. It's about whatever you do, right? The blessings that you offer other people, the love that you offer other people, the helping somebody else. You know, sometimes we can be giving by doing things that we love to do anyway, and whatever that might be. And it brings more of it to our lives. You know, I was tipped that I've told people that you know, if you're not working, if you want to have a job, be in service, go volunteer, give of yourself, give about what's from your heart. Okay, their tip is, if you feel helpless, help someone. If you feel like you don't have enough, give to someone. Giving is receiving. It's a valid point. It's a very important point. As Spirit once told me, be a giver, not a taker. That's a pretty heavy statement. Be a giver, not a taker. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show. There's about 3 minutes left, and I appreciate everybody who's been listening, and if you did have a comment about what abundance is for you, and I'd appreciate if you just drop a little word there in the chat room, what abundance means to you. And I'll go through the one more point from, I keep going to the wrong article, this 8.8 tools to create abundance in your life, and we talked about service. And this one's really good too. This is a good point. Let go of the old to bring in the new. This means things, relationships, habits, fears, beliefs, even a job with a paycheck. Ooh, that's a tough one, huh? Right? Let that one go. Sometimes we have to take that leap to reap the rewards. Many times we are hold on to false security in things, jobs, and relationships, which limits our capacity to create what we want in the world. The energy within and around us dramatically shifts if we let go of that which is no longer contributing to our growth. Check in with yourself. Notice what feels light and expansive in your life, and what feels heavy and tense, not dense, but tense. What do you need to courageously walk away from or let go of? Sometimes we hang on to things too long. You ever hang on to a job too long and you get fired, let go because you're hanging on to something that isn't working anymore? You're afraid to let it go and they let you go. It's like the universe works that way, right? It always seems to work. Or, like one job I had, I woke up in the morning and said, I'm done. I've done enough of this. And I was able to walk away and find another job relatively soon so that I could actually walk away and into a new job, because I just made a decision, a conscious decision. I'm done with this job and I'm moving on. And the universe provides. I've done that a couple times where I said, I'm done. I want out of here. And they helped me to get out. So rely on the universe, rely on Spirit, rely on Source, however you call it. But you asked me about private readings. Oh, okay, so let me give you the website. Oops, so I can type correctly. And you can contact me through themessenger.info, okay? And my phone number is there. And also my email address is there, and my Facebook page is, I think it's there. I think my Facebook page is here too. So if you want to contact me that way, or if you can go to the website, and my phone number and my email address is there. I can give you that too real quick. If I can type correctly, I'm almost out of time here. I'm kind of like, where is it? So it's, yeah. earthlightsc@yahoo.com. That's my, you can email me there. So thank you. I love you guys. It's been fun. I appreciate you listening, and I'm sure Spirit appreciates you a lot. I love you. Bye.